And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Fresh off a visit from Vice President Mike Pence, there's now word that President Trump will be paying Kansas City a visit. Trump's going to be in town on July 24th for a fundraiser for Senate candidate and Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. That's according to a letter posted on the Cass County Republican Party website. It's going to be France and Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday. Croatia defeated England 2-1 in yesterday's semifinal. The last goal came in the 109th minute after the two teams were tied at 1 at the end of regulation. It's going to be the first World Cup final for Croatia, Joey.
That's why Truda's late. He's very upset.
I am telling you, I have never posted more pictures of me at Croatian festivals than I did yesterday. Hi, did I mention I'm Croatian? I don't watch soccer, but I'm Croatian.
But you were happy for Croatia.
These are my people. I feel a connection. The final is Sunday, starts at 10 a.m., and on Saturday, England will play Belgium for the third place match. Wah, wah. 2018 Emmy nominations are going to be announced today. Actors will reveal which shows are in the running this year at 10:30 on the Emmys website. Those announcements will also be live streamed on the Emmys Facebook and YouTube pages. And this story is full of that. Nope. And nope. Uh-uh. A central New York man got a rude awakening when a large snake fell from his bedroom ceiling, landed on him while he slept. State Department of Environmental Conservation says one of its officers responded to a call June 29th from a man who says a snake had fallen on him while he was sleeping in his apartment. Officials say the officer determined a 6-foot-long red-tailed boa constrictor had escaped its enclosure in an apartment. The snake fell from the ceiling of the downstairs apartment where it landed on a man sleeping in bed. The man was not injured. The snake, which is legal to possess in New York, was reunited with its owner. Nope.
Fun.
That apartment is now dead to me.
I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Everybody want these Def Leppard Journey tickets? You can pick those, or if you want a 4-pack to Kids Bop, we have those too, but you need the right answer to this. Almost 33% of teens say they can't do this. What is it? 576-7102.
The question is, will Def Leppard Journey perform, or will Kids Bop perform any Def Leppard Journey songs?
Of course they will. They do Don't Stop Believin', don't they?
I would think so.
I bet they do.
Oh, I'm sure that's in the repertoire. Yep. KC, here's Tony. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, write cursive.
Oh, that's a great guess. Not the right answer here. But yeah, they're...
That seems to be a lost art anymore.
Teaching it less and less.
Mm-hmm. Tom's in Blue Springs. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
What can't the teens do?
Make change.
Make change. No, yes. Not it.
No, we were just talking about that on the show the other day, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All righty, thank you.
Yeah, buddy. If you give them the extra 5 cents.
Right.
Oh, I've got the nickel. No.
No,
what?
I already put the money in the system. I can't.
But I can't do that either, so.
I can't make fun of it.
Yeah, no, I can't. Overland Park, here's Shayla. Good morning, Shayla.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm good.
Awesome. What's your guess?
Well, I was going to say the make change, but I think my husband told me to say ride a bike.
Your husband is right.
What?
Oh, God, yes. No, he's not.
Yes. 33% of teenagers can't ride a bike.
Are you serious?
It's a lost art. Nobody's doing it. My kids do because I'm the terrible mean mom that says, stop watching YouTube and go outside. So mine do ride bikes, but they're not teenagers yet. Mm. But that's it. 33% of them.
I guess I'll have to take him to Def Leppard with me.
He gets the other ticket.
It was his good guess, yes.
Yeah.
All right, where are you calling from this morning?
Overland Park, Kansas.
All right, hang on
the
line.
Is he there with you? Is he going, I told you so?
Well, actually, he went out to get something out of his truck, but I am going to tell him this was the right answer, maybe.
Surprise, we're going to a concert. All right, hang
that's
on.
Good.
Joey's going to get all your info. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Uh-huh. All right, that's Shayla in Overland Park. That's pretty fantastic. Her husband can say, for once, I'm right about something, see?
I hate when they're right. I mean, not his, but mine. Oh, I hate to admit when he's right. It hurts.
I told you so.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Today's throwback throwdown, not entirely about the weather. For example, Shaylee's song is a great soundtrack to the Friends TV show. That song really never gets old. Really? Really?
I only think of the TV show. That's the only thing, is I just go straight to the TV show. I can't hear it any other way. Like, I'm just picturing the opening of the show, which is fine.
We heard this on our road trip to Dallas, and Addie goes, wait, this is a real song? Mind blown.
All right, you can see the fountain in my head.
You can choose then Jen's song.
It's supposed to hit 100 today, like actual temperature 100.
Which brings back everything great about the 80s. The faux reggae, a beach montage in a bad 80s film.
We sang this in high school madrigals. We had choreography. I mean, there was a whole thing.
What was the choreography?
I'll have to
please, where you twirl your hands like this and go to the side.
Oh, we had a whole dance. Andy Bishop, you know you remember this. You were my dance partner.
Joey's song I like as well. The Mighty Mighty Bus Tone.
There's no real reason behind, you know, the weather or anything. It's more, I was just remembering that I attended a laser rock dare assembly, and there were lasers to this song telling you not to do drugs.
What? Really?
It's the greatest assembly I ever took.
We had, okay, so I remember one that was like my freshman year of high school that was choreographed to the Red Hot Chili Peppers version of Higher Ground.
To Don't Do Drugs?
Yeah, which, I mean if you pick a band, Red Hot Chili Peppers is like the ultimate drugged out. I mean, my God.
I mean, they were clean. We also had Macy Gray, I Try, and the Beastie Boys Intergalactic.
Wow.
The greatest assembly ever.
It was incredibly hip. For a school assembly.
I'm so old, I think we just had a bear, like a dancing bear. We just had Nancy Reagan telling us not to do drugs.
And finally, you can choose my clip. It's Ice Ice Baby trying to keep you cold today on what will be a hot day in KC.
Yeah, your voting is strong on the Facebook page, Truda.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to look at it. There we go. Choose now. We'll play the winning song by the end of the show in full. Kansas City weather. A dancing bear, huh? Dancing bear.
Okay. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids, and start forest fires.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Michael Jackson and Beat It. 6:50 in the morning. Oh, you know what? We were celebrating, well, not celebrating, I guess it's the wrong word, but commemorating the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death.
Right.
And Jim Flink, who was on Channel 9 for years and years and years.
Sure.
Flink, we used to do a radio show together, and so I've known him forever. So he posted a video last week when I was sick of Channel 9, the night that Michael Jackson died. He came up and did an interview with me on my station at the time.
Uh-huh.
And so he posts this, and I go, Jim, my God, I showed my kid. And she's like, my dad was skinny and didn't have gray hair. What the heck is going on?
2009 was a very different time.
That was wild. Yeah, it was. It was kind of a nice step back in time there.
We do have a Michael Jackson story in just a second, but celebrating birthdays, Bill Cosby is 81 today. Weight loss expert Richard Simmons turns 70. And from that 70s show, actor Topher Grace is 40. So Kylie Jenner is set to become the youngest ever self-made billionaire with a B.
Dang.
She is 20 years old. She launched her own cosmetic line, Kylie Cosmetics, less than 3 years ago. Has already accumulated more than $900 million. She sold more than $630 million worth of makeup since its launch, including an estimated $330 million in 2017 alone. Forbes valued her company at nearly $800 million. She owns 100% of it.
What are we doing wrong?
Everything.
What are we doing with our lives?
We're doing all of the things wrong. She also has another $100 million coming from her share of the family's reality show and social media endorsements. She is 20 years old. She almost has $1 billion. Owns all of it. It's all hers. Can I be Stormy, please? Can I be her baby? Yikes.
And they're closing all of the... Well, I guess she didn't have anything to do with the stores.
No, that was
LA,
her older sister's. Yeah, the Dash. Who cares if they close the store? She's got $900
million. Right. At this point, yeah, you're set.
Michael Jackson's doctor is claiming Joe Jackson chemically castrated the singer to help him maintain a high-pitched singing voice. Dr. Conrad Murray, remember that guy? Made the claim in a video shared yesterday by The Blast. He says in it that he's been told numerous stories of things Joe Jackson did to the pop singer, calling him one of the worst fathers to his children in history. Murray, of course, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson after giving him that overdose of fentanyl in 2009. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Talked about an embarrassing baby nickname he had.
It's the most important relationship I have is with the...
Well, I pulled the wrong Dwayne The Rock Johnson clip in for you. See, that
so
was
he's
my bad.
Got this clip where he's saying that when he was a baby, his mom had a babysitter that was watching. When she came home, she said, "Oh, is he wet? Does he have a wet diaper?" And the babysitter goes, "He's a little dewy." So his nickname became Dewey. His mom revealed it in an interview this week. His new movie Skyscraper comes out tomorrow. And we always give you a chance to win movie passes to B&B Theaters Friday mornings at 7:45. So we'll do that tomorrow.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's going to be France and Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday. Croatia defeated England 2-1 in yesterday's semifinal. Truda, did I mention I'm Croatian?
Yeah.
Mom grew up on Strawberry Hill right here in Kansas City.
Oh, it's all funny how you get some soccer, you know. You're all a fan of soccer now. The Croatia won.
Oh, no, I hate soccer. I won't watch a second of the game, but Croatia's in it. I know that. It's going to be the first World Cup final for Croatia. Last goal came in the 109th minute after the two teams were tied at 1 at the end of regulation. The final is Sunday starting at 10 a.m. I'm thinking I might head over to St. John's. Have you seen the huge crowds of Croatians meeting at St. John's watching these games?
Yes. Oh.
Go drink some Slivo.
Ah, good for you guys.
Some Ovetica.
Yep.
On Saturday, your England is going to play Belgium for the third place match. Fresh off a visit from Vice President Mike Pence, there's now word that President Donald Trump is paying Kansas City a visit. Trump's going to be in town July 24th for a fundraiser for Senate candidate and Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. That's according to a letter posted on the Cass County Republican Party website. All I know about Pence's visit yesterday is that traffic was stopped in a whole bunch of places so that he could drive through. Royals have dropped 11 of 12. Yesterday, it was an 8-5 loss to the Twins in Minneapolis. Royals off today. They open up a three-game series tomorrow night against the White Sox in Chicago.
I'll just think they can't lose today.
That's right. And a burglar in Oregon called 911 when he found himself in a very ironic situation. He was trapped inside an escape room. Clark County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a call at about 4 a.m. from a man who broke into the NW Escape Experience, discovered he was unable to get back out. Investigators.
That's the point, dude.
People pay to get locked in there. Investigators said the man took a phone, a TV remote, and a beer from the business's fridge before discovering he had damaged the back door while breaking in and was unable to leave. The suspect gave dispatchers a false story about breaking into the business to call for help. A man did manage to get out of the building before police arrived, but he was found outside the strip mall and arrested.
Shouldn't they? They should come up with some escape room for these dumb inmates. They put them in, they give them 60 minutes, and they're like, look, if you can get out, then we'll talk about leniency.
I still can't get out. I know that. And I, at the last second, just trying every code I could. 5-4-1-3-1-4-9-9. I can't get out.
1738.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Bum, bum. Hey, today it's going to be hot, hot, hot.
And I heard Carly Ritter say, I know it hasn't been that bad humidity-wise, but this weekend it's really going to be. And I thought, this hasn't been?
Is this what you consider to be not bad?
Oh, gross.
Well, you could choose Buster Poindexter and Jen's pick in today's Throwback Throwdown. That's a good tune. You could vote for Joey in the Mighty Mighty Bus Tones.
I am doing some air drumming in the studio.
This was a great album overall.
I love the dancing guy. I saw them at Sandstone. You got the dancing guy just working it on the side of the stage.
You could vote for Shaylee's. That's a good old favorite from the Friends TV show. Yes, it's a real song. And if you want to try to stay cool, at least in your mind this weekend, then you can vote for me in Ice Ice Baby on a hot summer day.
Just glancing at Facebook, I'd say you have 90% of the vote, Truda.
You think so?
There's a whole lot of Truda love happening this morning with your ice baby.
I really thought that Joey, for example, got a lot of picks.
He's getting some, but I'm seeing Truda all the way. ice baby.
I like it. All right, very cool. Well, keep voting, and we'll play the winning song before 9 a.m.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has that new movie coming out, Skyscraper. It opens up tomorrow.
It looks good.
So he's been making the rounds on all the different talk shows and stuff, and he was just on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Talked about a very embarrassing nickname he had as a child.
Who's Dewey?
Oh, my God. My mom embarrassed me on national TV a couple of days ago. And she revealed, live, by the way, she revealed that one of my nicknames when I was a kid was Dewey, when I was a baby. And how that happened was she asked my godmother, oh, is his diaper wet? And she went, it's a little Dewey. That was it.
Moms.
So, yes, Dewey.
Oh, that's such a gross way to describe a diaper.
Dewey.
Little Dewey. So he got his nickname. How did you get yours? What is your nickname? 816-576-7102. You can text or call with your nicknames this morning.
I'd love to see what everybody's nickname. Joey, did you have one? Did you have a nickname?
Oh, no, I did not have a nickname.
Really?
I'm not going to say mine just yet. We might see if my mom will call in and explain how I got it, because it's got an interesting background.
I'm still kind of confounded from first grade, and this is, 1985, what the standing bird.
You were the standing bird.
I was pretty good at dodgeball back in school in those days, and it seemed like I could just stand there, and the ball would just whiz right past me, and for some reason, they came up with the standing bird, and that actually stuck for quite some time.
Like through high school? Are you the standing bird?
Because we went kindergarten, eighth grade, and Catholic school, so, at least through all those friends that, standing bird.
Not exactly the most manly nickname.
Well, yeah.
Better than Dewey. 816-576-7102. Text or call.
All right, so we'll get to the phone lines coming up here and the text. We'll see if we can't get Jen's nickname out of her as well.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jennifer Page and Crush. It is 727 now on The Show, KC1021 for two Thursday morning.
Ironically, that was one of my radio names, Jennifer Page. That's what I went by for a while. Speaking of nicknames, from the text line, my nickname was Pooh Bear. Oh, little Pooh Bear. Also, mine was Opie because I was
because of a diaper?
A spitting image of Opie Taylor. Good old Opie. 816-576-7102. What were your nicknames, whether it was a childhood thing or maybe you still go by it?
Let's go to Grandview. We're going to start off. Donna, what was your nickname?
So I was brought home from the hospital without a name. Oh. And my brothers and sisters all asked my mom what my name was. So she told them, this is just your baby sister. This is Sissy. So my nickname was Sissy my whole entire life. And they actually enrolled me in school with that name. I didn't even know my real name until I was in sixth grade.
What?
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
What is your real name?
Donna.
Donna. And so how long did it take for them to actually put that on a birth certificate?
I think they did that actually right away, but they just never told anybody.
Really?
And they certainly never called you Donna.
No, never. Even my family now, everyone in my family calls me Sissy. They say it feels weird to call me Donna.
And so, but what was the first use of it like? Someone's like, Donna, 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 I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I responded. I was actually mad when I found out because I got teased in school for having that as my name. So when I found out that I actually didn't even have that name, I was like, are you kidding me? You guys should have told me this a long time ago, saved me a whole bunch of heartache.
Wow. Well, thank you for the call, Sissy. Donna.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Donna. That's a good Can you imagine not knowing your name till you're in sixth grade?
It's so weird. Text line says, my nickname is Buzzy. When I was two, I would run around the house and under the table and buzz like a bee. My brothers and sisters still call me Buzz when we get together. Also, Puck from my first theater performance, A Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Some more calls here. Let's go to Over the Park. Kelly, your son actually has a pretty interesting nickname, huh?
Yeah, his nickname is The Merchandise.
How did he become The Merchandise?
Well, he plays baseball, and we combined a couple teams to play baseball, and all the boys had their nicknames put on the back of their shirts. And his is merchandise, and he's the catcher, so it's like, don't touch the merchandise.
Oh, I love it! That's great.
That's pretty awesome.
And how old is he?
Yeah. He's 11.
Yeah, no, that's a good, solid nickname.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's some swag right there. I like that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Eric and KC, your nickname is what? Eric?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your nickname, buddy?
Skippy.
Oh, see, he didn't recognize that you were calling him Eric because he's Skippy.
That's right. I should have called him right by his nickname. And where'd you get that?
When I was growing up through the fire department as an explorer, they would always call me Skippy. I don't know why, how I got it or nothing, but they would always call me it.
And it's just and stuck.
It stuck.
Yeah. Sticking in the product line, Kim and KC, your nickname is what?
Peanut.
Peanut.
How'd you become the peanut?
I stuck a peanut M&M up my nose when I was little.
I immediately
I
was thinking.
I walked in the kitchen and my mom was like, what is that coming out of your nose? And it was the chocolate melting.
Oh.
And they had to take me to the doctor to get the peanut out.
Now, see, I've known little kids who were peanut because they were tiny as a peanut when they were born. And so they got the little peanut, you know, at birth nickname. But that's much better. Stuck up
the
nose.
I have a nickname that's Little Bit. They call me Little Bit because I was always small. But yeah, peanut's what my dad always called me.
Thank you. That's great.
So it melts in your nose, not in your hand. Huh? And we'll finish here with Angie and KC. Your nickname is what, Angie?
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Yes.
Which came from?
I have no idea, but I was called it so much that when I went to school, I actually thought my name was Angie Ding Dong. And the teacher asked everybody in class, of course, what's your name? And I'm like, my name is Angie Ding Dong. And she's like, no, honey, that can't be your name. Then I was crying because I really thought that that was my name. And they had to call my parents, and they're like, oh, no, no, no. We call her Angie Ding Dong all the time. So I don't know how it originated, but still to this day, my parents will call me Ding Dong. So, and I am over 50 years old.
Angie Ding Dong. Oh.
Yes.
I love that you announced that to the class.
Yeah, oh, I know. Right.
I mean, terrible for you, but great as a story.
Yes, it's horrible. And my kids will even call me as occasionally if they want to kind of get me going. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is a good wind-up for you.
Very embarrassing, but, you know, I'm on radio, so nobody sees me, so that's okay.
That's what we say all the time. I got this feeling.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Taylor Swift here and there. We want to send you to see her not only here in Kansas City at Arrowhead, but we'll send you down to Dallas for the very last stop. This is going to be huge. Who is an instant finalist?
In Lawrence, it's Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. You are calling 12. My friend makes you an instant finalist for Taylor Swift here and there.
Yes.
If you
finally got through.
Yeah. If you're the big winner, who are you taking? What's going on here?
Well, my husband's going to the one in Kansas City, so I may hang that over his head and get the lawn mowed and things like that. Just to bribe him to get some work done around the house.
Oh, nice.
Maybe I'll take him to go to Dallas.
Oh, that's smart.
There you go. Yeah.
I like this. Use these for your advantage.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Well, hopefully you are the big winner. You are in the running, my friend.
Thank you, guys. You're amazing. Listen to you every morning.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Thank you.
You're my cousin? Is that right?
From Lawrence.
$20 now.
Great. We'll put Joey on the line. He'll tell you all about it. All right, Craig, you have a great day. Hold on a second, buddy. Good stuff there, and another chance coming up after 9 a.m. today.
Yes, between 9 and 10, your next chance. You have 5 chances a day to qualify.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Now, Jen, before you get into your news, we have breaking news for you. Somebody special on the phone line here.
Oh, no.
Jen's mom. What was Jen's nickname?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jen and Truda.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Well, when Jen was about 2 years old, we found out we had a little streaker on our hands. And she would just go running across the room naked. And she would do this quite often. So she became known as Jayhawk, the little Jayhawk bird. So we called her Birdie. Because we'd always say, there she goes, naked as a jaybird.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're sure you're not referring to her college years?
Well,
well, that was a short period.
It only started at 2 years old,
that's
right?
That's where it all began.
Yeah.
And still to this day, like every card that my mom gives me, and when she calls me, if she texts me, everything is always bird or birdie.
Oh, really?
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still my birdie.
Yep.
It has stuck with her through this entire time. Well, thank you for filling us in. We're glad that we could know what Jen's nickname was finally.
No problem. And I got to give a shout out to the Today Show this morning. They finally gave kudos to Croatia after yesterday all they could do was talk about England and how great they were.
And then finally, Croatia gets the love.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, all right, Hoden, Savannah.
Mom, let me tell you, by the way, the only Croatian I know are curse words because as a child, my mom would say...
Let's not go there. I was going to say when you ran, all we could see was that little bear dupa.
Yep, all I know is just Croatian slang that my mom would yell around the house growing up.
Got it from my dad.
All right, well, we'll see you at St. John's on Sunday. Watch the next game.
All right.
Thank you, Jen's mom. All right, there we go. Nice surprise appearance by her. I love it.
Speaking of our Croatia, it's going to be France and Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday. Croatia defeated England 2-1 in yesterday's semifinal. The last goal came in the 109th minute. Here's a weird random question. 109 minutes, how hot is it where they're playing? Is it just gross?
It's in Russia.
It's in Russia. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's warm, but it's not
It's not like
bad.
This 110
no.
heat
index.
And it's probably 8
what
or 9 o'clock.
What is the temperature in Russia?
It's probably 8 or 9 o'clock when they were playing, too.
Okay.
So that wasn't...
Oh, it's 78 right now.
Okay.
So that's not terrible.
No.
It's going to be the first World Cup final for Croatia. I got to go get some Povi. Anybody want to go over to Strawberry Hill Povetitsa with me today?
You know what? I've got a few friends on Facebook who have shown pictures of their Povetitsa spreads.
Yeah.
I kind of want some.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good. I almost brought some in for you guys because I know you wanted England to win so bad. I'm like, I should bring in Povetitsa to everybody at work
That's
tomorrow.
That's where I'm torn. I love England, but I love Povetitsa.
And food will win
every time. It's the way in my heart is through my stomach for sure.
Porn star Stormy Daniels reportedly under arrest.
That's a transition.
Also something that will get Brian every time. She's under arrest for allowing a customer to touch her during a routine at a Columbia, Ohio strip club. Where were you last night, Brian?
Truda? I was in bed.
What?
I had a fever.
Her attorney reported the arrest on Twitter late last night. Daniels says she had an affair with President Trump in 2006 and was paid $130,000 just ahead of the 2016 election to keep quiet about it. I don't know. This whole arrest thing just reeks of somebody wanting publicity, and I don't know if it's her. I don't know where the setup is, but the whole story just seems a little shady to me. 2018 Emmy nominations are going to be announced today. Actors will reveal which shows are in the running this year at 10:30 on the Emmys website. The announcement will also be live streamed on the Emmys Facebook and YouTube pages. And this story full of the nope, and hail to the no. Central New York man got a rude awakening when a large snake fell from his bedroom ceiling and landed on him while he slept.
What? Oh, no!
He just wanted to snuggle.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation says one of its officers responded to a call from a man who says a snake had fallen on him while he was sleeping in his apartment. Officials say the officer determined a 6-foot-long red-tailed boa constrictor had escaped its enclosure in an apartment. It fell from the ceiling down into this man's bed while he was sleeping. It's legal to possess it in New York, so of course the snake was happily reunited with its owner.
Why do we have all these snake stories all of a sudden?
That apartment would be dead to me. I now no longer live here. I'm breaking my lease.
But she had a spider on her foot yesterday.
Oh, I was driving down 91st Street in Overland Park, and I just feel this little tickle on my ankle, and I look down, and there's a ginormous spider crawling on me, and I go, no! And I'm shaking my leg to kick it off, and my kids are like, what's happening? Thank God I wasn't on the highway, because I'm sure I was swerving all over 91st
Street. Well, it sounds like you handled it very well.
Yes. She would have jumped out of the car like in that Snickers commercial.
Right. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
She looks like we're planning something. We're not planning anything.
Maybe you're not.
Bruno locked out of heaven. Hey, Sharma is in KC. What do you think about this whole snake story thing?
Good morning. Oh, my God. Are y'all serious about the snake?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my God. And then the spider on the ankle.
Dude, I have a lot of fears. They both involve snakes and spiders.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It gave me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
It doesn't sound like you enjoy snakes and spiders any more than we do.
Not at all.
Yeah, I don't know why Jen has to read these kind of stories all the time.
6-foot-long boa constrictor on you in the middle of the night.
Oh, my goodness gracious. 6 feet long. 6 feet long.
Oh my God. That's a baby snake.
All right, you guys have a good morning.
Hey, you too, buddy. All right, shake it off. Have a good one.
Yeah,
I'm with that guy.
Also, thank you to Samantha who texted, I would have stopped the car and refused to get back in until the spider that was on me was found and killed.
Yeah, well.
Sure. It crossed my mind.
Easier said than done while driving. Throwback Throwdown today features 4 awesome songs. Joey's The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Their appearance in Clueless, right? They showed up on the Clueless soundtrack?
I did not know that. I learned that something new today.
Well, I don't take that as gospel.
I'm going to trust you on it.
I've been known to be wrong.
Not about anything to do with Clueless.
Oh, no, I'm an expert in that.
I'll be.
Honestly just assumed that was your biggest expertise was the film Clueless.
Oh, it was. I saw it in theater. Yeah, many times. See Silverstone. All right, you can vote for Jen's Buster Poindexter.
Chosen for obvious reasons.
And he was the Ghost of Christmas Past and Scrooge. I know that for sure.
The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones were on the Clueless soundtrack.
Yes, thank you.
See, he knows things.
I got that. You can vote for Shaylee's song for the Friends theme.
I've been binge watching on Netflix.
Have you?
Yeah. How many times would you say you've seen each episode of Friends?
Probably 2.
It's twice each.
Yeah.
You watch, like, every time it comes on TBS or something, mm-hmm. You watch it?
I just have to sit and watch it. I can't help it.
And you can vote for my song to keep you in a cool state of mind on a hot summer day. Vanilla Ice and Ice Ice Baby.
This was popular when I drove a 1975 Datsun hatchback.
Which was not in the
70s. Like a year ago. Sadly. I hated that car.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So I was a little laid up again last night, just getting over, I think, the last of the illness I have.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think. But I forgot, you guys reminded me that Dr. Pimple Popper was on.
It premiered last night, and the commercials grossed me out so much, I literally turned the TV off so that I could stop watching them, because it grossed me out.
Well, it's not something I guess we could watch over dinner.
Uh-uh.
But I'm going to go back today and check it out on the TLC, like, on demand.
Nope.
It's so refreshing. Like, doesn't that just make you feel...
No.
Like,
grossed out?
Good?
Mm-mm. Want to vomit?
Oh,
yes.
Kinda hating humanity?
No, I mean, how good would that feel? You've all had a pimple before. You're like, it's so good.
Not going to punch you.
Giant mass growing
okay,
on my
stop.
Back.
Stop.
That's what was in the commercial.
We talk about very capillary
well,
now.
Okay, those people do get, they let it go a little bit long.
These
I mean,
were not pimples.
What
these,
point would you?
These were tumor-sized,
guys,
ginormous.
Guys,
all right, fine. Let's give away tickets, shall we?
And then the crud like
stop.
Gets up on the camera.
4-pack of tickets, Kids Bop Live. It's coming to Starlight July 20th. That show is next Friday. You want to take the kids? The 4-pack is up for grabs, but you have to beat the buzzer. We put 30 seconds on the clock. You have to answer 5 fairly simple questions within those 30 seconds to win the tickets. Call now, 816-576-7102.
Ah, it just makes you feel good. Get a whole series out of it now.
Whole series for you right there on TLC.
Would you rather watch that or the Cavallari show?
Oh, Jamie? No, I'm back to the Pimple Popper. Yeah.
What? Yeah, okay. Totally. Yeah, that's an easy choice, right?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Your chance at a 4-pack of tickets to Kids Bop Live coming to Starlight. You have to beat the buzzer. We'll see if you can answer 5 questions in 30 seconds.
All right, going to start in, who do I hit first? Oh, Olathe, it's Cecilia. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
Cecilia, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Are you feeling wide awake? You had a little coffee? Ready to go?
I'm a little nervous, okay. But I'm going
to
do my best.
No reason to be nervous.
Take your time. A deep breath. We'll put 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts after I finish the first question.
Okay.
The only American state to begin with the letter P.
Pennsylvania.
Yes. Actors Paul Rudd, Don Johnson, and Rob Riggle all went to which university?
KU.
Yes. In which state would you find Mount Rushmore?
Vermont?
No. Did you say Vermont?
I did.
That is incorrect. It is South Dakota for Mount Rushmore.
Oh my gosh.
There's nothing else there. There's no, that's it, the Black Hills.
Okay, well, hold on, because you never know what will happen with everybody else.
All right, we'll put Cecilia on hold.
Okay, Kim is in Sweet Springs. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Doing great, how about you?
Oh, we're doing fine this morning, thank you.
What's the Pimple Popper Show?
Thank you.
All right, Kim, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts after I ask the first question.
Okay.
Vanna White is on which game show?
Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, yes. Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Yes. It's 8:31 here. What time is it in New York right now?
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
It is 8:31 here. What time is it in New York?
10:31.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. They are only an hour difference.
Oh, my gosh.
So it would be 9:31.
Oh.
But hang on,
All
Kim.
Right, don't
we'll
go
see
anywhere.
If the next one can beat the buzzer.
Brian's in Lee Summit. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
All right, Brian, you ready to go? Can you do this?
I am so ready, but I don't know if I can do it.
Well, there's a man who could admit his faults, I guess, right?
30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts after I ask the first question. Mike Pence was in Kansas City yesterday. What is his title? Mike Pence was in Kansas City yesterday. What is his title?
Oh, man. Governor.
Oh, that is incorrect. He is the Vice President of the United States.
Oh, my God.
You. It's the pressure of the buzzer, I'm telling you.
It is, right?
You know what? Because nobody got it, I'm going to put all their names on a piece of paper and put this through the bucket here. The winner is Cecilia.
Oh.
You end up with the 4-pack of tickets to Kids Bop. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
You got it. Take the kids and enjoy.
I'm so excited.
Yay!
You got to get the kids love Kids Bop?
Yes, I have a 5-year-old who is going to love it.
Oh, that's going to be super fun. Enjoy the show.
Yep,
thank you so much.
You are welcome. I wish they would do cool stuff like Paul Simon, like Simon and Garfunkel.
This is one of my favorite songs. Shaylee, have you ever heard this before? I mean, up until like 3 seconds ago? No.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw Cecilia on the board up here. I thought, oh, Simon and Garfunkel, naturally.
Sure. I blare this in my car. I got to pull out some Simon and Garfunkel once in a while.
This is a great song, yes. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. It's
got to
be one of my faves.
Huh? More Kids Bop tickets to give away. Win them tomorrow morning on the show with Jen and Truda.
It's kind of a throwback Thursday, right? Why don't we finish with this song?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Bill Cosby turns 81. Weight loss expert Richard Simmons is 70. And from that 70s show, actor Topher Grace turns 40. Kylie Jenner is set to become the youngest ever self-made billionaire with a B. She is 20 years old. She launched her own cosmetic line, Kylie Cosmetics, less than 3 years ago. She has already accumulated more than $900 million. Sold more than $630 million worth of makeup since its launch, including an estimated $330 million last year alone. Forbes has valued her company at nearly $800 million, and guess what? She owns 100% of it.
Dang.
Good night, nurse. That's a lot of money. Also has another $100 million coming from her share of the family's reality show and social media endorsements. Yesterday, she made the cover of Forbes' America's Women Billionaires. She's not making history as a woman, though. With another year of growth, she could be the youngest self-made billionaire ever. Mark Zuckerberg currently holds that title because he became a billionaire at 23. 20 years old, she's almost a billionaire. And good for her owning 100% of it. That's insane.
And but no, I've never bought a Kylie product.
It's amazing.
I just want to be Stormy. Is that her baby's name?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Daniels.
Wait, not Daniels. What? I'd like to be baby Stormy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kylie's child. Yes.
That's the other headline of the morning.
You kind of threw me off there for a second.
Me too.
Stormy Daniels arrested. Apparently there was a motorboating incident, if you know what that means. Michael Jackson's doctor is claiming Joe Jackson chemically castrated the singer to help him maintain a high-pitched singing voice. Dr. Conrad Murray made the claim in a video shared yesterday by The Blast. He says in it that he's been told numerous stories of things that Joe Jackson did to the pop singer, calling him one of the worst fathers to his children in history. Murray was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson after giving him an overdose of fentanyl back in 2009. That's your entertainment news.
But are they real? Are they built for speed or for comfort? What do you do with them? Motorboat? You play the motorboat? You motorboat, son of a bitch. You old sailor, you.
Oh, good clip for the Wedding Crashers there. Just in case you weren't aware of what the motorboating was.
That's your lead story of the day, Stormy Daniels.
Perfect. We have to reveal the winner of Throwback Throwdown. We will do so coming up next. Joey's tabulating the last-minute votes. See who the big winner is today.
Spoiler alert, I'm in last.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
All right, just before 9 a.m. on The Show at KC1021, we have tallied the votes. And Joey, you are ready to reveal today's winner of the Throwback Throwdown.
I am ready.
Let's go ahead and just knock out the top two. How about that?
Well, Jen, you already did give the spoiler earlier.
Yeah,
I'm
number three.
You did take last, Jen.
That's all right.
Really? With the hot, hot, hot. I mean, I thought that was a good one.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious. It is hot. Yep. Okay. Number three?
Well, we had a very close choice between second and third. Shaylee ended up taking third.
Oh.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the bottom half.
Thanks.
It's okay.
Right?
We have snacks here.
Oh, you guys have snacks?
All right, second place?
Well, second place, that would be me with the Mighty Mighty Boss Tone.
That's a good song.
In a rout.
Yeah.
Really? Well, yeah.
With 54% of the vote.
Wow.
What a landslide today.
Jeez.
Ice, ice, baby.
That may be the biggest margin of win that we've had in this entire episode, huh?
Yeah, you seem like you're inflating it a bit now.
I think so.
That seems a bit of an
exaggeration.
It's huge.
We got the biggest votes, the most numbers ever. This is huge. More people voted. All the Russians they voted to. It's all great.
In the history of men, numbers like this have not been seen.
Let's kick it.
All right, you guys enjoy your day. Stay cool. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday's show.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new inventions.
The Show with Jen and Trudeau on KC 102.1.